story. And yeah, I spoke about it yesterday or something, but just in case, or a couple of days ago. The technology, I mean, we can again have PO or whoever in our story. Maybe at the pub or something. And saying something like this, I mean seriously, I'm an electronic engineer. And Pierre says, oh, you are. Now I remember you went on the tech class. Yeah, says Donald, who happens to be the name of the person I'm not taking that character, building it a little bit on from that small town. He used to be my childhood friend. He's saying, if we just look at, and this could be a episode in Cosmos as well, if we just look at how this world looks when we look at it, take this body that I have. I mean, it could be Pio. No, it could be, let's put it in Donald's mouth here. Although Pio had the experience. I sat looking in one of those books showing the human body inside. And I thought, as we do, I think, hey, this is a machine, a machinery. That's what we see here, right? Levers, pipes, pumps, electric wires. A carburetor. Fuel needed to run it. Sure, it's a machine. That's what we are. Robots, one guy says. Well, says Don, but look again. It's a machine so so sophisticated and advanced and complex, but still simple in its beauty, that our puny human technology is simply Stone Age in comparison. And yeah, I find it pretty Stone Age science, as they call it. To presume that this just built itself a machine cosmos that builds machines over and over that no one has, you know, with a otherworldly super technology that nobody has designed. And some of the guys, oh, are you one of those Christian intelligent design guys? But then maybe Peel would say, you know, kicking in there, well, I kind of write about that in my book. Oh, you wrote a book? I said, yeah, got it here somewhere. You can have a copy. That's what some quantum physicists said too, that there is technology in nature and there is intelligence where there is highly sophisticated order, there is intelligence, and so on. Little discussion there.